Environmental and public health advocacy group Heal Utah is hosting a community forum in Heber City Wednesday to discuss the impact of small modular nuclear reactors, like the one being planned for southern Idaho by the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems, or UAMPS. Heber Light and Power is one local utility buying into the project, looking to provide energy to ratepayers through a low-carbon alternative. Heal Utah grassroots organizer Noah Miterko says the project, in the organization's view, is a continuation of a harmful nuclear legacy in the western United States.
This project will produce a huge amount of high-level waste, which is our main concern, and also it looks to be incredibly expensive for ratepayers. So we want to make sure that Heber Light and Power ratepayers aren't paying more than they have to, and you know, we would love to see the utility and others invest in affordable renewable energy that's available now rather than continuing this nuclear legacy.
Nuclear power plants have seen success in other parts of the world. The International Atomic Energy Agency reports that France's 58 nuclear power plants generate more than 70% of the country's electricity. Miterko argues the U.S. hasn't seen that same success with nuclear because it's expensive to build and there's no solution to storing and disposing of waste.
We can't recycle the waste in the United States in the similar ways that they can in Europe, mostly for national security concerns. And the problems that exist in Europe would exist over here, too. When it gets too hot, they have to shut those down. They use huge amounts of water, and this is a very water-sensitive area. The Idaho National Lab is on the Snake River Aquifer, and this would take huge amounts of water for that, and then that goes to affect everybody downstream in communities like northern Utah.
A press release from UAMPS says its small modular nuclear reactor project would be smaller, safer, and less expensive than older nuclear reactors. Heber Light and Power General Manager Jason Norland says the project is in its beginning phases, and Heber Light and Power has been monitoring the economic viability of the project, comparing it to other power source options.
As far as rates go, we've got a couple of coal plants in our portfolio that are coming offline in the next decade. And whenever you shift like that, there's going to be some rate impact. You know, maybe technology will be invented that'll make renewables the answer. But right now, we have a lot of renewables in our portfolio. They are very up and down. They're very sporadic. We're using natural gas now to back them up.
Heber Light and Power services 13,000 customers in the Heber Valley. Norland says the small modular nuclear reactor is just one of many power purchase agreements, or PPAs, the local utility is looking into to diversify their energy portfolio.
We just recently signed on for a life of plant PPA for a solar farm down at the Navajo Nation. That's going to come online in 2022. We just recently did a 14-year PPA with a geothermal plant and solar plant in Nevada. So, you know, this is just one project. We're just looking at this project to replace our coal.
Heal Utah's event discussing small modular nuclear reactors is Wednesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Heber City Police Department. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.